The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is a time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. And he walked along a little further and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in the boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? This side is fine, that side is not fine. Something problem. Okay, already I shared this last week in the masses, not at 5 p.m. mass, but you can hear now. A man had been sick at the hospital for a while. So the doctor told his family to take him home in order to spend the last few days of his life in his own bed, surrounded by his family members. So, he was in and out of consciousness and about to die. But he can smell the aroma of chocolate chip cookies, and they were everywhere, and he thought that he is in heaven. But he opened his eyes and he realized that he is in his own house. So he followed the smell to the kitchen, and to his delight, his wife was baking the cookies and had filled the countertop with them. So as he reached for one, she slaps his hand saying, "Leave them, they are for the funeral." Very sweet wife. The three readings today underline our absolute need of repentance and our immediate need for a prompt response to God's call. Repent and respond to God's call. So this is the message. And for this, Jesus appeals to every one of us. The time has come and the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe in the gospel. This is the same message John the Baptist proclaimed before Jesus comes. Get ready yourself. Your Savior is coming. So, Jesus continues the mission of John the Baptist when he was arrested and put in the prison. So, he uses the same words of John the Baptist before he begins his mission. The time is coming. It is closer. Repent and believe the gospel. So Jesus is an excellent preacher and teacher. And you and I or any other person cannot do that. He is what he is. Jesus is Jesus. So Jesus wants all men and women to repent of their sins that they may be forgiven. Unless we ask God's forgiveness, the forgiveness will not come to us. So, God longs to forgive the sins of anyone who repents. All men and women, everyone belongs to Him. Every one of us, we are all children of God. So, those who ask forgiveness, the forgiveness will be given freely. That is the proclamation of Jesus in today's gospel. So Jesus invites, urges, pleads with all men to turn away from sin, and this not for fear of being punished, but much higher motive to enable them to enter into the kingdom of God. So Jesus is not making us to fear or afraid of sin, but he is showing the way to enter into the heavenly kingdom. So the repentance is very, very important for everyone. And we know very well, and we have been repenting again and again and again and again and again through the sacrament of reconciliation. One time repentance is for someone is good and they will continue not to fall into sin. But some, they need the repentance again and again because of their weakness. That's why the church provided the sacrament of reconciliation. So, to repent means that is to break with sin once for all and start walking in God's direction, coming closer and closer to Him, so that easily we can enter into God's kingdom. So, to repent or repentance means break with sin once for all. No more linkage. Once for all, if you decide, if you repent not to commit sin, that's all, no more sin. That is the repentance. That is the original meaning of repentance. So we can hear, we heard in the first reading very clearly how God loves the sinful people and how God invites them for repentance. Unless we repent, we cannot enjoy the glory of Jesus' resurrection. Wonderful invitation in today's first reading. So in the first reading, we can see how much God loved his people. God himself takes initiative and sends Jonah to Nineveh to save his people from sin. God himself takes initiation. So let us see the background of Nineveh people. Why the Nineveh people are constantly connected with the sin? Why they are not repenting? What is going on in their life? Why God wants to forgive them? Why Jonah, he doesn't want to go there. What is the reason? The reason behind the lives of Nineveh people is the people of Nineveh, the Assyrians, had caused incalculated harm to the people of Israel. They have been creating harm to the people of Israel. The Nineveh people and the Assyrians constantly creating problems to the people of Israel. That is the biggest problem. And for Jonah, the Ninevites were terrible people doing terrible things. The city was notorious for its lack of morals and idolatry. The whole city of Nineveh is filled with lack of morals and ideal worship. That is why he is very angry with the Ninevites. So what happens? When we come to Jonah, he had been an arrogant, bigoted, narrow-minded prophet. He is very arrogant, narrow-minded prophet. He will not bear things. He will not bear things. So, when God asked Jonah to go and preach repentance to the people of Nineveh, he boarded a ship to go in the opposite direction, not to go to Nineveh. So, it is his plan. I don't want to go to Nineveh. And I don't want to preach the word of God to that nonsense, stupid people. To the sinful people. I don't want to take God's word. So, he want to escape from the ship. But what happened? We know what happened. He was thrown into the sea and swallowed by a huge fish. And after 3 days in its belly, the fish vomited him out onto the shore. God's word never fails. Hey! Jonah, you go to Nineveh. But he disobeyed. But God's word never failed. But he was brought back. He was brought back. So, patiently, Yahweh repeated again, hey, you need to go to Nineveh. And on behalf of me, you need to preach. You need to teach so that they may repent. So, okay, second time Jonah goes to Nineveh. What idea he goes? Jonah, he went to Nineveh with a secret desire in his heart that the people of Nineveh must not repent and must be destroyed because of their cruel life against Israel. So, his idea is, he's going to Nineveh. But what is in mind is, they must not repent. And they must be punished by God. So, what the cruelty is going in the heart of prophet? He doesn't want to redeem. He wants to bring punishment on Nineveh. So, notice the appeal of Jonah to the people of Nineveh. So he goes to the Nineveh people and what he says, only 40 days more and Nineveh is going to be destroyed. Only 40 days more and the Nineveh is going to destroy. That is the message he gave. That is why, what is happening to him? Only he speaks about the destruction. He is not speaking about the love that God wants to pour on them. What is happening in him? So, he does not say a word about the readiness of God to forgive. He never said a word about God that he is going to forgive and he is going to save. He willingly hidden God's appeal. He willingly hidden God's appeal, being a prophet. He barely announced the punishment to come. Only he announced the punishment of God. That's all. That is his proclamation. But it is not that what God wants alone. Yet, the unexpected happened. The people of Nineveh did repent and express their repentance by dressing in sackcloth and keeping a rigorous fasting. So, when the people heard about the punishment of God, they began to repent. Even though the prophet did not tell them to repent, they began to repent. They asked forgiveness from God terribly. They sacrificed everything. This is a wonderful saving action of God. So God forgave all the sins of Nineveh and he redeemed them. And he made them to enter into the heavenly kingdom. So now, what is going on in the life of the prophet? He was thinking, why God wants to redeem them? Why God wants to forgive their sins? They need to be punished. They need to be destroyed. This is what is going on in him. But even God saved his own prophet, Jonah. Hey, I know what is going on in you, but that is not the good thing. I too love you. I too bring back as my son. This is the love towards Jonah. So, this is what happened in the first reading. The life of the Nineveh people, the prophet, not that much interested in Nineveh people, and he always expects people to die. This kind of prophet. And the middle, God's love, who saved everyone and who made everyone to enter into his heavenly kingdom. That is the beautiful love towards us. And in the second reading, St. Paul tells us that do not become engrossed by the things of the world as pagans do. Engrossed. Don't hug everything that is in the world. Don't love everything that is in the world. So you should use the things of this world as means to attain God's goal. Whatever you have, use everything for the greater glory of God. To reach God, make use everything. And Paul says, do you have wife? Do you have wife? Well and good. Love her as God wants you to. But Christ is more precious than wife and children. Be on your guard. Let not your family take you away from Christ. How wonderful it is. If you have wife, love. That is the intention of God. Love. Don't hate your wife. But don't bend to your wife for the desires. Let your wife not take away God's kingdom in your life. So, how beautiful it is. Some days brings joy to you. Other brings sorrow, but neither lasts for long. Yet there is a permanent joy waiting for you, and it is Christ. Something comes and goes, gives happiness, peace, love, and joy. Something's hatred, all the negative. Things will come and go. They will not stay long with you. They will die. But there is a one who gives long life to you, Jesus. Jesus is the one who gives long life to you. Do you possess fields, houses, money? Thank God for whatever you have. Everything is gift. Everything is comes from God. That is gift for you, whatever you have. Let not possessions engross you to the point of losing Christ, your real treasure. So Jesus is the real treasure. Whatever the blessings you may have, houses, fields, money, everything blessings. But the great treasure is Christ. So, life passes away quickly. What really matters is not the present life, but the life to come to be with Christ forever. This life is not forever. We die anytime, anywhere, any moment, any age. But the everlasting life with Jesus, trust in Him, be connected with Him. If you want everlasting life, that is the message of St. Paul. Unite with Christ, whatever you have. Unite with Christ, not with the things that you have. So we Christians are the people who wait for Christ, who long for Christ, who love for Christ, who die for Christ. We Christians, we always unite with Christ. Are you attached or sometimes detached? Or you want to attach, or you want to detach and come and bye-bye, see you, la-la, bye-bye, see you. This is not really connection. This is the real connection with Jesus. Bind your life with Christ. That's all. That is what we are doing now. If you are not really bounded with Christ, bound yourself to have relationship with Jesus. So, Jesus came into the world to invite everyone to abandon sin and come back home to God, like people of Nineveh. They are sinful, but they realized that they are going to receive something good. They are going to a place where the real happiness comes. So they sacrifice everything and listen to God's word and ask forgiveness. That is the beautiful situation in the lives of Nineveh people. They enjoyed the love of God. So the whole of Scripture is a continuous invitation to repentance. God, through His servants and through His people, keeps on calling everyone to abandon sin and to become and come back to Him. So, we often hear about conversion, about repentance, about forgiveness, everything. Most of the time we hear, all the seasons we hear. The church always reminds us that we are sinners and we need to repent. we need to repent. So, let us keep in our lives that repentance means, remember, repentance means, that is to break with sin once for all. Repentance means breaking sin once for all. So, we are expected to bloom where we are planted.